There's an organization in Winston-Salem that's helping entrepreneurs get their business acumen together. Justin, what exactly is Venture Realization?
This is a group of a half a dozen really well-meaning people in Winston-Salem, primarily from the biotech field, who got together about 18 months ago and said, look, what can we do to help with the prosperity of this community? And essentially what they're doing is they are mentoring business startups that are beyond the idea phase. These are young people, young companies that have a little bit of momentum and a little bit of direction and a vision for where they want to go. And they're getting some intensive handholding from these folks that make up Venture Realization.
So what is this exactly? Is it an incubator? Is it a one-on-one mentoring sort of format?
You know, it's not an incubator. What it is, in many ways, is tough love and real help, real practical experience from a variety of folks that have been out there in the field doing this kind of things themselves. So a guy like Robert Cubicciotti, who has been involved in pharmaceuticals and is a consultant to the biotech industry, is a leader in this. Stan Mandel, who leads small business education at Wake Forest at the graduate school there, is a part of this. There are some other folks in town, Bob Summer, Robert Eggleston. They're also bringing their expertise to bear. They meet in small groups with these entrepreneurs. They meet in larger groups with them. They listen to their ideas. And they give them really blunt feedback, sometimes blunt enough to suggest to someone that maybe they shouldn't be doing what they're doing.
Boy, that is some tough love. How exactly do they do what they do? You say they meet in small groups, large groups, and also your story this week in the Business Journal talks about boot camps.
Yeah, so there are these boot camps. They've held them three times, you know, in Winston-Salem. There is a plan to start offering them in Greensboro this year as well. But it'll sort of be an open invitation to folks that are thinking about this sort of entrepreneurial goal of theirs. In the boot camps, they really are talking with people that are early stage in their ideas of business development. And what they get is a lot of feedback on what they ought to be doing with their business plan, thinking about working with vendors, thinking about the kind of network that they're going to need to operate in, any kind of legal assistance they might need, connecting them with qualified workers. That's the boot camp kind of idea. It really is very lesson-oriented. The smaller groups, though, really is an evaluation. It is an intensive scrutiny of what these people are doing. And so they'll make a 2 or 3 minute or a 5 minute pitch that ideally would go to an investor group, and then they break it down, pull it apart, and give a lot of really constructive criticism along the way.
And you've had a chance to talk with some of the people who've been through these boot camps or these sessions. What has their reaction been to the experience?
Well, the reaction of the folks that I talk with is largely positive, even when they're getting very negative feedback. It's like what you hear is that they need folks to be honest with them and honest whether their idea is valid, even if they are down the road, even if they have invested a lot of their own time and money into it. But they get such good practical feedback. You know, I sat in one evening where they were scrutinizing basically an investor's pitch from a biotech guy who was wanting to launch a line of new cosmetics. His pitch was terrible. It went on too long. It was too fuzzy. He didn't have the right details. He had slides that were crammed with way too much information than you could ever absorb. And they just ripped him apart. And he left that meeting that evening not demoralized, sort of inspired. It was like, okay, this is what I need to do to get from here to there. It's sort of invaluable feedback, and it doesn't cost them anything.
That's impressive. So I imagine that Venture Realization itself is a pretty fine-tuned organization then.
Yeah, that's kind of funny because they're not. What it is an ad hoc group of six folks that are trying to do a good thing in a volunteer way. And so when I talked to Stan Mandel about this, he's like, you know, for as much as they are about organizing the thoughts and direction of the folks they're mentoring, the group itself says, look, if we're going to get serious, we're going to need a better organization. They meet weekly to talk about what they're doing, the kind of feedback that they're giving these various entrepreneurs, but they have no money, they have no staff. It really is, in many ways, an ad hoc thing. They need to decide, really, in the next year or so, whether they want to be a more official, whether they do need a budget, whether they need to hire a staff to kind of keep them organized. And that'll play out over the next several months.
All right. Well, until next week, Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Audrey.